Well, for anybody around Batesville or North Arkansas, you hear the name Matt Dame, and instantly you know who that is. Matt joins us this morning by phone, and we're going to have some fun here. We're going to talk a little bit about his work with the Steel Drivers, and we're also going to talk about his Grand Ole Opry debut, which is coming up this Saturday night. And Matt, you've moved on down to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm living in Muscle Shoals and loving it here. It's, you know, I can still commute to Nashville as needed, and the cost of living is much better here and a little slower pace of life, so I enjoy it here.
Now, most everybody is aware by now you are the new lead singer with the Steel Drivers. Tell me how that came about and how it's going.
I was doing some demos like a normal, just singing sessions, and I sang a demo for a friend of mine that lives in Muscle Shoals named Gary Baker. Gary's co-writer was going to do the harmonies on the demo, and I didn't ask who it was, and so I sang it, sent it back. Everything was wonderful. This was probably last October, and then fast forward to this past March of 21, the Steel Drivers had a need for a new lead singer. Well, that co-writer on that demo was Tammy Rogers King, who is the band leader and fiddle player for the Steel Drivers. And she loved how our voices sounded together, and she called me and said, "Man, we need you, and I think your voice is perfect for what we do. Do you have any interest?" So it was funny how it was just a random thing. It wasn't a big audition. It wasn't a big, nationwide search for somebody. It was very organic and easy how it came about. So I told her, absolutely. I came up and did a couple of rehearsals with the band, learned a few songs, and, man, we started taking off, and I've been with them full-time since July.
Matt Dame is hanging out with us on the phone this morning as we get ready for their Grand Ole Opry appearance coming up this Saturday night. And Matt, you're going to be appearing with the Steel Drivers. Some folks out there may not know much about the Steel Drivers. They've got quite a history and quite a pedigree behind them. Fill folks in on that.
So the Steel Drivers formed in about 2007. I think their first record came out in 2008. And Chris Stapleton and Mike Henderson, who both just had Song of the Year at CMAs this year. They started this band. They had written some songs that were just not quite country and not quite blues or rock, and they didn't really know what to do with them. And I think they put their heads together and said, let's put these in a bluegrass band. And so they asked Mike Fleming, who is a bass player for the Steel Drivers, and they got Richard Bailey, who plays banjo, and Tammy to play fiddle. And they started, and man, I tell you what, their first two records with Chris singing are still, according to them, their Spotify numbers are just through the roof. I mean, once people hear it, they love it. And so, yeah, they won a Grammy with their Muscle Shoals recording album. And so, it's just a very, very prolific act for me to be playing with. I'm honored to be with them. And if anybody doesn't know who the Steel Drivers are, look them up and take a listen. I think you'll love it.
Arkansas native and lead singer for the Steel Drivers, Matt Dame, is hanging out with us on the phone this morning. Matt, now you haven't actually been able to get into the studio and record with the Steel Drivers because you guys have been so busy out on tour. So is there something scheduled for studio time, or is it just kind of day-to-day right now?
It's a little day-to-day, and Tammy and I have talked about that, and the other guys in the band. They put out the newest record, the one that we're supporting now, is called Bad For You. They put that out the week that COVID started, like that March 15th week or whatever. So they were ready to hit the road and support that, and then they weren't able to. So this is kind of what we're doing now, is we're basically looking at that as a new record, even though it's been out now for a year and a half. So I think we're going to give that a little more run before we start gathering songs for another album. And I don't know when that would be. I would hope it's sooner than later. Just, selfishly, I want to record with them. I want to have that opportunity, and I know that I will. I'm just not sure when that's going to happen.
Now, the Steel Drivers will be performing live on the Grand Ole Opry coming up this Saturday night. And Matt, I know you're excited about that.
Oh, man, thank you. And anybody who wants to come to the Grand Ole Opry Saturday night, come on. It will be my debut performance on the Grand Ole Opry, and I'm so excited and thankful to the Steel Drivers for giving me the opportunity.
Matt Dame joining us this morning from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. If you didn't get to hear everything with Matt this morning, we've got the interview posted over online at whiterivernow.com and the White River Now mobile app.